Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Christy Lemire, Charles Solomon, and Justin Chang. We begin with the latest Marvel film, Ant-Man and the Wasp, starring Paul Rudd. Christy?
Like the original Ant-Man from 3 years ago, this movie is just a blast. The fate of the universe is not at stake. It's just a lot of fun. Paul Rudd could not be more charming. He teams up with Evangeline Lilly and Michael Douglas to return to the quantum realm. But really, it's about just the banter and the fun chases and the energy. It's a blast.
Really fun action scenes and things where the giant science lab suddenly becomes a very tiny one. It's, you know, a lot of those shifts in scale are very, very funny. And it's nice to get a kind of a break from the Sturm und Drang of the Marvel Universe.
I agree, but wasn't quite as jazzed by it as my co-critics were. However, Rudd just charms the socks off you the instant he walks onto the screen.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, in wide release, rated PG-13. The comedy Sorry to Bother You stars Lakeith Stanfield and Tessa Thompson. It's written and directed by Boots Riley, making his writing and directorial debut. Justin.
Lakeith Stanfield gives a wonderful performance as an Oakland telemarketer who ascends the ranks and finds much more than he bargained for. Really assured, arrestingly surreal and provocative directing debut by Boots Riley.
If Spike Lee and Charlie Kaufman got together and remade Office Space, this would be it. It is weird and funny and angry and subversively, delightfully strange. Just go see it. One of the best of the year.
Sorry to Bother You is at the Arclight in Hollywood. It's rated R. The First Purge, a prequel to the popular thriller series, this is the fourth movie in the series. Gerard McMurray directs, James DeMonaco doing the screenplay. Justin?
This is kind of pure exploitation movie excess, but I can't fault it for that. It feels very current, very topical and edgy. Really good filmmaking, too. As you're seeing, basically, Black and Latino uprising against this very, very demonic force against them.
Tense and vital and well-made, the Purge movies just keep getting better, surprisingly so.
The First Purge in wide release, it's rated R. And finally, a new documentary on Whitney Houston's titled Simply Whitney, directed by Kevin MacDonald. Christy?
It's just tragic and gripping. We get to relive the rise and fall of Whitney Houston all over again. The voice, the talent, the beauty, the fame, but also the sadness that drove her.
Very, very well done and absorbing. I wish there were a little bit more of the music.
Whitney is at Lemley's NoHo North Hollywood and Lemley's Playhouse, Pasadena. It's rated R. Also want to invite you to join us Saturday night, August 4th at the Theater at Ace Hotel for our next Film Week screening. Our series continues with movies set in Los Angeles. Next time, it's Chinatown, the classic on the big screen at the Ace. Tickets available at kpcc.org/in-person. Have a great weekend.